Welcome back to His Time. It is Monday, June 30th, 7:45 Central Time. That means it is time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you. I'm over here getting ready for class, and one of the fellows that works keeping all things going here in terms of cleaning rooms and everything, actually it's Mark Groudon. He's a friend of mine. He said, sharp weekend, Dr. Weiss, or sharp week. I said, that's right. I said, I think we're all looking forward to it, but to celebrate the 4th of July, at any rate, you know, this is the last week of this crash course in genetic science and Christian perspective, so we're moving right along into the area of eugenics, reproduction, and how do we deal with that kind of information and that's going on out there in the world. So, but I actually want to bring up something else here, Andy. Over the weekend, I had a question about theistic evolution, and it drove me to a book called The Language of God, a scientist presents evidence for belief. Now, this scientist is called Francis Collins. Some of your listeners may have heard of him. He's an MD, PhD. He discovered the genetic location on chromosome 7 for cystic fibrosis. He was one of the two scientists that was responsible for mapping our 1.8 meters or 6 feet of genetic material that we have in every body cell, skin cell, and so forth, in the nucleus. So, and then he ends up directing the National Institutes of Health, where a lot of our tax dollars goes to help us understand certain things in science. And but The Language of God, it seems like a pretty good book, but like so many scientists, and I can't generalize and give our listeners an exact number, but one of the questions that I usually get from people, not terribly frequently, but somewhat infrequently, but it does occur, is that how can you be a scientist and believe in God? And let me just read to you what he says about this briefly, and it's gonna involve John Paul II, not in a disparaging way, but in a way that something that he had said back in 1996. But this is what he says in the beginning of his book, and then I'll just read it very quickly. This book aims to dispel the notion that belief in God can be entirely rational choice and that principles of faith are in fact complementary with principles of science. Then he goes on and he says this. Pope John Paul stated that new findings lead us toward a recognition of Darwinian evolution as a hypothesis. It has thus accepted the biological reality of evolution. His definition, then, is this for biologos. Biologos expresses the belief that God is the source of all life and that life expresses the will of God. Well, what he is saying here is that his term biologos, using the Greek word logos, meaning the word, meaning Jesus Christ, meaning the Trinity, is the source of all life, including Darwinian evolution. Theistic evolution, I think, as most of your hearers know, it is something that God put into what's called a cosmic seed, something that happened 14.7 billion years ago, according to NASA. And then somehow it exploded, and really there's more than one big bang, as science teaches it. And then God, of course, having all that information in there, evolves along with the creation of the universe, or the evolution of the universe, and then, of course, Adam and Eve become part of that evolutionary process as originating from old world monkeys over 60 million years ago. And, of course, then they fall into sin, they disobey God, and then God is going to bring Jesus to show them how to become better. And so, once again, we evolve with God. And that, of course, from a standpoint of the fall, that would mean that death occurred before the biblical fall, where Adam and Eve took the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then, of course, the Lord speaking to the serpent, and then, of course, to Adam, you know, that this is what ensued is total corruption of all creation, including mankind and including death and sin and so forth. And so theistic evolution, of course, flies in the face of all of that. And so my concern is that now that this man has created this term biologos, which is more appealing to many people who believe that it sounds reasonable that God would have done things this way, kind of is troubling to me, to say the least, because God, of course, as our society would believe in some cases, choosing God is not a rational choice. Choice in the Old and the New Testament is a covenant term where God is the subject, and we are not the subject. It's picking and choosing. As the world sees choice, for example, we know that John 15:16 says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." Now, it's very hard for a lot of us, Andy, to kind of wrap our mind around that. But the Lord's very clear in Isaiah 55:10 and the following that my mind is not your mind and my way of doing things isn't your way. But and so my concern is that we try and understand that, as the Lord says in Matthew, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot have the master of biologos, which is a theistic evolution, which is a phrase of oxymoronic phrase. you know, to believe in God and then also to believe that this evolved over billions of years. You can't have it both ways. So it's kind of like Joshua telling the people of Israel in 24, choose this day whom you will serve. So this would mean kind of reaffirm what God has brought you into, his family, by water, word, and faith. And know, you know, if you have any questions, you search the scriptures for these things. So this is something that has always kind of continues to bug me, and periodically it comes up, and it needs to be addressed from the standpoint of what our doctrine of creation says from the scriptures and the confessions.
That was a lot. That's a lot to take in. Biologos.
Well, yeah, it is a lot. Let me just say, you know, to sort of sort this out, just since there is a lot of information, what we're talking about here is just simply you have the doctrine of creation where God did this in 6 days, 24-hour days. It's very clear on the seventh day he rested. And he did this by his word, period. And then other people come along and say, well, yeah, he's involved. Certainly, you know, God is the source of all life, and all of this life began with the process of evolution, you know, billions of years ago. So since God was involved, this is the kicker here, it can't be by chance. And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. So I know that's a lot to think about, but if it gets our listeners sort of like, what's going on here with this type of stuff? Well, new words are all the time to change concepts and principles in the Bible to kind of soften and dumb things down. And this is just absolutely false teaching. There's just no stretching the rubber band on this one. It just can't be done.
You mentioned the term biologos. That is that the same as the term biology that we use today?
Yeah, it means life. Mm-hmm. And bio means life, and logos, of course, the word. So what he is saying is Jesus Christ, and he would here in this case say God, is the source of all life. And life expresses the will of God. Well, of course he is the source of all life. All creatures were created by him. Animals, man, human, were all creatures of God. Those who are in his family, of course, are children of God. And now Do I express the will of God in my active life? And, of course, we know what his will is. We have the Ten Commandments. We have his will is, like he speaks in the scriptures, that you be sanctified, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as yourself. We certainly know what his will is, and in Christ, that is how we live the life of a Christian, as a disciple. But to say that, in a general sense, that he's the source of all life through the teaching of evolution, that is, that we came from old world monkeys over billions of years, and that the sun and the moon and so forth came before the earth, I think then we have to start put the period at the end of the sentence and say, wait a minute, that is not what the Bible says. So we're back to go back to the basics, and that's, of course, what you do so well on your program is you get people back to the basics and get them into the Word so that they can understand exactly what's going on here with creation. So when they run into this in high school biology and so forth with their kids, they'll have an understanding that there is only one way this could have happened by grace through faith alone, and that is through the Word of God.
Absolutely. We talk a lot about that during Creation Club as well on Fridays,
yes,
too, with Pastor Wirth about observable science and this religion of evolution or evolutionism.
Yeah, you might want to ask him, too, you know, what does he think about this Bible? I suspect he's probably familiar with it, because he certainly would have a better take on it since you do this on Friday. And I know you do this. I just thought, boy, I had this.
Oh, sure.
I thought, well, I'll bring it up, and maybe we'll take the baton and pass it to him on Friday and see what his thoughts are, because I still think that this is such a huge issue for young people. They're getting so inundated with this stuff.
Well, especially during high school years and college years. I know even younger in you know, elementary school as well, but certainly during those high school years with biology and those the natural sciences during high school and college, that comes up quite a bit, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. In fact, you mentioned general science. What kids are getting in general science classes from, second, third, fourth, fifth, and on, in the context of environmental science, is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. It is not intended to use logos, a scientific theory. It's considered to be the truth, and this man believes it's tested out by spiritual logic of the heart. In other words, look at what has happened over the billions of years, and yeah, it makes sense to me. And so when you take a look at creation, you say, this isn't an issue of making sense with me. This is an issue of faith. Read Hebrews 11. You know, by faith we understand that God created the world and the universe forth in 6 days. And of course, it's hard to wrap our brain around it. You take a look at all of the scripture and see what God has done and continues to do. He is what he is, and God, and his word is powerful. So I think that you're right. This is something that I've always been trying to bring this up periodically. And I'm thankful you do this on Friday. I had forgotten all about that, actually.
Well, I'm glad that we covered it today, too. So
have a go at it and see. I'd like be interested to hear Friday what they have to say about biologos.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Weiss. Blessings on your class this morning. I know you've got students probably lining up getting ready for your class.
We're doing fine, but thank you very much, and God's peace to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily lectionary today. We're in Acts chapter 10, studying with the Reverend Mark Femmel from Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, Missouri. I hope you can join us for that. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO.